everyone, it's your boy, Justin Time Carter, and welcome to That Pixel Life. This is episode 122, recording on January 11th, 2021. I'm sure by now you've noticed, I'm not Zach Anderson. I'm not the deep, sultry, southern voice that everyone looks forward to when the podcast starts. Unfortunately, due to Zach being the prime suspect as the San Bernardino arsonist, he couldn't join us tonight. But his lawyer did confirm for me that he is doing well and wishes me not to speak any more about the forthcoming case. So without further ado, I have with me, as always, Mr. Shannon. Did I poop a little more?
I did not poop a little today, sir, but I have a crap story that happened to me yesterday.
Lay it on me.
That was just epic. My son, his palate is changing, which is good because he's starting to eat some more healthy foods and we're starting to indulge him in those. So he's eating a lot more strawberries, a lot more bananas. You know, he'll eat some cashews, apples, apple pouches, apple sauce, apple juice, a lot of apples in his diet. And a lot of pepperoni. Dude still loves pepperoni. But for like 2 days, like he was just pounding down like strawberries and bananas and pepperoni and like was not pooping at all. So last night, I got about a half hour's drive home from my girlfriend's house. So I was just like, oh, well, bud, like let's, do you got to poop? And he's like, no, but my tummy hurts. And I was like, okay, well, we'll hang out here for a little bit. And then like after you blow it up, we'll go. So, I'm hanging out and packing up the truck, getting everything set up, and like he runs behind the couch like he usually does when he wants to poop. He's got to find a place to hide, just so you can see his eyes. Goes back there for like 10 minutes, dude. Like he is back there, that's just pushing it out, and he comes back out and he's walking funny like an Ewok, like that's running out from the bushes. And I'm just like, oh dude, like are you all right? And he was just like, yep. And I was like, did you poop? And he goes, yep. And I go, can we change it? And he goes, yep. And like proceeded to like climb up onto the couch to be changed. And I guess when he did that, was so much poop in his diaper that it shot out of the diaper up his back and like resided in his hair. And like it was in a small room and all I heard was my girlfriend kind of like go, oh my God, Shannon, get me paper towels, get me a plastic bag, get me a window to open up, get me something else. And I was just like, oh my God, like running around. And I hit the room like to come in and give her all the supplies. And in the 3.5 years I've been changing my son's diapers, I have gagged maybe once, but this one like was on such another level. Like I didn't even get the sentence out before like I was on my, I pivoted and like ran out of the room like dry heaving. So yeah, we had to give him a second shower of the day, a whole new wardrobe. The cats were like, screw this shit, we're out of here. They were like at the door saying, get me out of here. The heater turned on, I thought I died a second time because like now it was just like dense heat with like the smell. Yeah, it was brutal.
Nice. You're like, we took whatever he was wearing and just threw it away.
Yeah, we burned it. It's never going to be the same. It was just rank. Like I still have a little PTSD from it. I can still, I think, smell it. Just rough.
Dude, just listening to that sounds fucking horrible. Like, you are a braver man than I. Like, I probably would just like hose them off, like in the sink or something. Like,
well, we did. I mean, like, basically, it was so bad that like we just brought them up into the tub and then turned the shower on and then like just kind of hosed them down. But the problem is like my girlfriend at her house, she has one of those like shower mats, so like you don't slip in the shower and kill yourself. And like just the chunks were getting stuck in it. So that created like a whole nother problem. Like there was a lot of bleach used last night is all I'm trying to say. But yeah, it was just wasn't a good night in my house for the senses. Just
for anything.
Yeah. Sounds like. How was your week?
It was pretty good. Didn't really do like too much. I pretty much hung out, played some board games, I played some Monster Train, which I'm going to talk about later, which Zach pretty much twisted my arm into buying at the end of the last podcast, since he said I would love it. So, but all in all, it went by way too quick. I'm happy that I do have a three-day weekend since it's Columbus Day next week, Monday. I think it's a bank holiday, so I get it off. Shannon's like, I don't.
It's one of those bank holidays.
Yeah, Shannon.
Can I just say for a second, I find it highly suspect that tonight, on the night that we're recording, is the college championship, and Zach has decided to not do the podcast with us. I think, you know, there's some sports shenanigans going on.
I mean, I did notice that on Sunday. I saw a lot of football Twitter going on, and I'm like, man, what a night to not record the podcast. Night where everyone's bitching about football on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. We would have had to listen to like a solid 5 to 10 minutes of like what was going on, like, and Zach probably would have been useless.
I mean, that's, and I was like, I would not be able to contribute to football in any way, shape, or form. So it would just be Zach getting his shot off.
Pretty much. I mean, that's like, you know, where Robbie comes in is like, you know, Robbie's like the football fluffer. Like, you know, he just sits there and like give Zach what he needs. And then like Zach's able to come back and focus on the show.
God bless that man's soul.
So like, what are we gonna do? Do we have an outline this week? Like, what's going on?
We do. I did make sure I sent Shannon the outline in like and three I've separate locations. Yeah, he hasn't looked at it, but I did send it.
But Zach right now is rolling his eyes so hard, he's just like, damn it, Shannon.
I know, he's in like a holding cell right now talking to his lawyer, and he just knows. But yeah, I mean, in terms of like game news this week and stuff, I mean, it was pretty slow. One of the things we have here is that Lucasfilm Games is the new identity for Star Wars games going forward. From what I understand, I mean, it's cool to see the Lucasfilm like name back. From what I get from it, though, is like, I don't think EA is really going anywhere. It's just that's kind of like the name that the games are going to kind of be under going forward. I don't really know why the change kind of after they kind of, you know, liquidated Lucasfilm games like in the past and stuff back in like, I don't even remember when that was, like 2011 or something like that is when they got rid of that. So I was surprised that it was kind of making a comeback.
Well, you know, I mean, EA has such negative like PR. I think it's smart to rebrand like that division, and Disney has a crap ton of money that they have no idea how to spend. So it makes sense that, like, you know, they're bringing things in a little bit closer to the vest and having a little bit more control over the titles that are coming out and the quality of those titles. So now if the games suck, they really have nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah, they're just hiding EA behind the curtain.
Yeah. Don't peek behind the green wall. Whatever it was from Wizard of Oz, I don't know. Don't, the partition, I don't know, whatever. I haven't seen that thing in like 30 years. You know, don't peek behind the kimono. How about that? That's a more...
Behind the kimono? Like it's some samurai schlong?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to say it, but I should say it. I have a kimono myself. It's kind of funny.
I was like, Shannon really wrote himself. You couldn't tell Shannon wrote himself into a corner with the Wizard of Oz reference and tried to backpedal when he realized he didn't know.
Funny enough, that is what I named my junk, the Wizard of Oz.
I thought backpedal.
It's right at that like low point of the year, dude. Like, we're going into a rough spot as far as news. Like, I'm kind of hoping there's like some more news, like, you know, maybe tomorrow, like somebody comes out and says the PlayStation 5s are going to be everywhere. I went into Best Buy this weekend and I was talking to the lady at the Best Buy, and she said there's a black variant for the PlayStation 5 that's getting released like this week or like next week sometime soon. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, if you want a white one, I'm pretty sure that we're going to have them on the shelves. I was like, don't you dare get my hopes up. Like, I will come back here and and burn down this Best Buy if you do not have a PlayStation 5 for me to buy when the black ones come out.
You're like, bet.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, if you want to give it to me free, like, you know, give me an IOU if you screw up, like, that's fine. Like, you know, you promised me something that wasn't here. I don't know if that works or not, but, you know, I'm going to give it a try. I'm desperate at this point.
Right. Yeah, I haven't really been trying that much for the PlayStation 5. Like, just because it's like every time I see it, it's like for the PlayStation Direct store, or like whatever, like there's always like people who are like, yeah, I was in line for 3 hours and didn't get in or whatever. So I'm kind of just like, I guess I'm just going to wait until I guess I can just walk into a store and buy one, or the hype for it's like died down.
Which is never. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, these things. Like, have you even been able to see, like, an Xbox in the wild yet? Like, they're still.
No,
like,
I haven't seen either.
Yeah, they're, like, just apparitions out in California. Like, you just. You hear murmurings of people buying them, but, like, you never actually see one.
You see pictures on Craigslist and eBay for them, but you never see an actual one.
Pretty much. I mean, like, you see people that are saying, like, oh, yeah, it's, like, you could get the PlayStation 5 for $499, and then you basically buy it, and they send you the box, and they're like, psych, you're just buying the box for $499, and you're like, dude, that's a dick move right there, dude. Karma's gonna come back and get you hard. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, dude. It's rough out there right now. It's not a lot of news. I'm kind of hoping that, a company, like, I don't know, does something cool, because our podcast is gonna get really boring if, like, I keep playing Immortals and, you know, you guys keep playing, I don't know, Bugsnacks.
Dude, I will say, Zach's not here. I did accept his call, and he did tell me that he didn't beat Bugsnacks yet because he didn't have a lot of time this week, which I'm very sad, because he's about two-thirds. He's, like, almost done with the game. He has, like, maybe, like, an hour left of the game. And I was like, man. And I was like, I want him to get to that ending. I also told him earlier this week, I saw Magic Arena, which, you know, I know Shannon doesn't really give a shit about it.
Wait,
but...
no. Stop that shit right here. Just because I don't collect 20-gallon containers of Magic cards or go out and buy boosters like every other month, that doesn't mean I'm not into Magic the Gathering. It just means that I don't have the I didn't have the gumption or the job or the financial standings to buy them when I was very much into the series, and now I have other things that I would actually spend my money on.
Diapers.
Yeah. Diapers.
And baby pressure food. Washer. For your
yeah.
Kid.
New clothes for my kid because he craps himself. Shoes because he poops in those too. I don't know. Shampoo. But yeah, the one thing that pisses me off about Magic the Gathering being released on smaller platforms is that it's coming to Android first. I am happy for everybody who has an Android smartphone, but for us elitists who have those iPhones, we are used to getting everything first, and we don't like it when we get things last.
Yes. So Arena is coming to Android January 28th. It's going to be early access. I'm assuming the reason it's coming to Android first is... my only guess is that it's, like, easier for them to kind of do early access on Android than I'm assuming it would be, like, iOS and stuff. I think for, like, submitting, like, an app and stuff, I think iOS was probably like, no, we want not, like, a buggy fucking version of whatever it is. And then for them to constantly update it, it's probably just easier for them to do it on Android, get everything working, and then once... they are, like, actually ready to go, pull the trigger for iOS.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to think about that. I don't know if Apple has ever allowed something early access to hit their store. Like, I can't think of any games that I've played that have had the moniker of early access. Everything's usually finished, ready to go, and I think that's just how their developers or their publishers want it to be. I wish I had more information. I know I have some people that work at Apple. I'd like to know that for sure. But yeah, it just seems like the Android marketplace is a little bit more friendly for games that are still like in their infantile stage, or you know, in the early stages. So, you know, good for you guys. Way to be nice to developers.
Right. And January 28th is also the same day in Magic Arena where the new Magic set, Kaldheim, whatever, it has like giants and elves are coming back, and it has snowlands and stuff. It's a pretty sick set. I'm definitely going to get a couple boxes once it comes out in physical version.
Yeah, I saw the art for it after you and Zach had been, you know, gushing about how much you want to buy those cards. And I will say it is a gorgeous looking series.
Yeah, it's very like mythological, like kind of metal looking too. Mm-hmm. Like very rock and roll.
I want to, I mean, I'm tempted to buy a couple packs just to see what it's about. But now here's my question, because I haven't played Magic in probably maybe like 15 years. Mm-hmm. I take that back. There were some times where I dabbled in it, like Zach and a couple other my friends would be like, okay, let's just buy like a starter deck and then just unwrap it and play and see how everybody does. So there have been new mechanics introduced into the game, and I'm wondering, is it something that they bring out with every new series that there's a new mechanic that they try to integrate?
Yeah, so that's kind of what is interesting, and like Magic does really well, is usually kind of each set they have usually like one or two, sometimes even like three, like what are like new mechanics. Mm-hmm. Then they also usually have like older mechanics that like used to exist in older sets and bring them back. And then they kind of like integrate the two. So like in this set, like one of the mechanics or whatever that is kind of a throwback one that they're bringing back is the snowlands.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So like in Ice Age and older sets and stuff, there were basic lands that were like snow plains and snow island and whatever. And there's like certain cards that play off of the fact that it's like an actual snow land, or you like makes you pay like a snow land. It can be any land or whatever, but it has to be like a snow land or whatever to pay its mana cost and stuff like that. So they're like bringing that back, but then there's like new mechanics and stuff that are like letting you like move certain cards like into exile and stuff, and like cast stuff from kind of like the exile zone and stuff. That's like one of the new mechanics that I've kind of seen. And then bringing elves, like green black elves and stuff, is making a comeback. And there's a lot of blue, like blue red giants and stuff like that, like a lot of archetypes that, you know, are kind of Magic staples but are more like older tribes and stuff of Magic that they're kind of bringing back.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And then, like, before you open this box, do you have an idea of the cards that are of value, or are you going into this blind just kind of hoping to get something shiny and hoping that it's expensive?
I mean, like, I watch, because pretty much up to like when the set actually comes out, like Wizards releases like spoilers and stuff with like the cards that are going to be in the set. And then usually like by like a week or two before the set actually comes out, you've actually seen all the cards in the set if you want at that point. And the price, like when it comes out, it fluctuates really hard within like the first couple months. Like usually for like if you try to buy certain like rare cards, like pre-release of like the set and stuff, like sometimes a card's like $30, and then once it releases like a couple weeks later, it goes from like 30 to like $15 or like whatever, because it really, like the pro tour and stuff like that is what really determines, I feel like, the card's worth. Like when that card is like super busted or like something, and like you see it get play in like a lot of the top 10 decks and stuff, that's like when the price of it fucking shoots up. And there's even cards that aren't like super rare or whatever. Like, sometimes there's been uncommon cards and stuff, like, fuck, I can't even remember what the one card's called, but it's like an uncommon card, but it's like $4 or something, which is pretty like expensive for an uncommon, but it's because it's really good and like it goes in a lot of decks.
Interesting. And then with this Magic the Gathering game, will you be able to integrate the decks that you're going to buy into the game?
Since Arena is free to play, like you have to buy, like, you know, cards. That's kind of the one thing it's hard because, like, on Magic the Gathering Online, like the actual online, the old one, whatever, you can like buy individual cards. And like, if you're like, oh, I want to build this deck with these cards, you can like actually purchase those individual cards. Whereas in Arena, because it's free to play, you can't actually buy individual cards and stuff. You have to craft them using like common, uncommon, mythic, rare crafting cards to make a copy of one. And the only way to get those, you can't even buy those. The only way to get them is to open them in booster packs. So you have to either earn booster packs by playing, or then you can buy gems to then purchase booster packs and stuff. Like, what I did for the last set and what I'm probably going to do for this set on like Arena is they have like a pre-order thing up until the release of it where it's 50 packs and you get like this Planeswalker card and whatever for $50. So it's like $1 a booster pack basically, which is a pretty good deal. So that's usually what I end up doing. And then occasionally, like, if I'm trying to build a certain deck or whatever, I'll buy like 20 packs or something like that and open them to get enough crafting cards or hopefully pull some of the cards that I want and stuff to build certain decks on Arena. But it's like, honestly, I think trying to do it in Arena like is more expensive than trying to do it in actual like paper. But that's because it's free to play, and that's just kind of the free to play economy, is they want you to buy gems and open packs and do whatever and just keep spending more money.
Pretty much, and then they can control the drop value of like most of the cards anyway. So you have a better chance of getting them in the wild, like physically, than you do getting them through a game that they have rigged in their favor.
Yeah, I was like, speaking of money, one of the things I did do this week, I did it pretty much all week. That's why I didn't really play a lot of games this week and stuff, was because Awesome Games Done Quick 2021 was this week. And if you've never watched Awesome Games Done Quick, they do it twice a year. There's usually Awesome Games Done Quick at the beginning of the year, and then around summer is Summer Games Done Quick. But it's where they stream it on Twitch for a week. It's usually like Sunday to Saturday. And they do like, you know, they have speed runs and stuff of different. They put out a whole schedule, and like the Yeti does like t-shirts and stuff for it. And they raise money for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. And it just ended this last Saturday and stuff, and they raised almost $2.8 million. I mean, it was like $2,758,847. Which is a lot of dough, and it's cool because they do interviews with like the speedrunners, but they also do interviews with people from the Prevent Cancer Foundation and stuff. So you kind of get to see, like, they talk to them about like what they use that money for and stuff. And a lot of times it's for like equipment and like helping like develop like new processes and procedures and stuff to like help like make things like cheaper for like, you know, people in other countries and stuff like that, like people who don't really have like best health care, and just developing and new systems and providing like the tools necessary for doctors to do better like jobs and stuff with scans and stuff like that. So it's really cool. I was like, I donated money this year, of course, during the Super Mario Sunshine run, because someone's got to show love for that game.
Because you're just like throwing money away. Like, I mean, granted, it's for a good cause, but it's probably the worst game there.
So you say that, but they also they ran the they had an awful block, which before you say anything, no, Sunshine was not a part of the awful block. But the like they had the Zelda CDI game, and stuff, which if you've never seen that, dude, that thing is a monstrosity, and it's the sole reason why Nintendo are such sticklers with their IPs anymore is because they've gotten burned by loaning their IPs out to other companies back in the past.
So what is, I mean, so typically would you say like a lot of these games are like platformers, or is there like people in there that are doing like God of War or other more intensive games?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything, dude. It's from like, there's like a lot of indie games, like, I mean, Super Meat Boy and Celeste and Braid. But then you also have like some of my favorite ones are like, dude, like Doom 2016, like watching speedruns for that where they just like break it and they like glitch like out of the level and they're like running kind of like on top of the level and stuff to like trigger checkpoints. Halo 3 was one of the ones this year that got played, and like Halo ODST and stuff. Like they do like a very wide spectrum of games and stuff, like Dishonored 2. There was a Wario Land block, which I was, you know, I love. Nintendo's never going to give me another Wario Land game, so that's the closest I'm going to get to one. But, you know, there's, like, a lot. And it's, like, crazy because, like, there's different categories and stuff. There's, like, glitchless and, like, 100%. One of the ones I kind of went back and watched today because I missed it was for Pokemon Blue on the Game Boy. It was a catch-em-all. And the dude did it in 1 hour and 51 minutes is waited to catch all 151 Pokemon in Blue, and he like straight up broke the game by like resetting it a bunch of times and like causing certain setups and stuff and like glitching the screen out and like changing Pokemon from one Pokemon to another one by like manipulating the stuff in his item slots and stuff like you would do with Missingo and stuff, but it was even like more broken. It was super cool to watch. It's like
I don't know if I feel that that's a game done quick. I think that feels like, and I don't know, I feel like a game, if a game is going to be beaten quick, it needs to be done like straight up. Like,
well, no glitching. And that's why there's different categories. There's glitchless, and then there's like with glitches and stuff, which obviously that category is glitched or whatever. But, you know, there's other ones, like there's been other Pokemon ones. Like I think I watched the Diamond one where it was glitchless or whatever, and it was like a 5 like hour like run or something like that, and they basically just blew through the entire game with their starter.
I mean, I pretty much do that with my Pokemon too. I think the Pokemon I started with is the same one I finished with in Pokemon Sword and Shield. So
yeah, when they do like the glitchless runs, usually they like just beef up and then they catch like one or two other Pokemon to just use as buffers to like use an item on their starter and then just send it out for death to like buy them time to like heal their other one in the when it's in its Pokeball and stuff.
Nice. Just Yoshiing the hell out of those Pokemon. Oh man. So let's see, what else are we gonna talk about, man?
Well, I'll tell you what else we're gonna talk about. Since Zach cannot interfere with the weebness that me and Shannon possess, I figured we could talk about some anime, which Shannon, breaking my fucking heart, told me that he's kind of fallen off anime due to, you know, life, I guess, but
life finds a way. Dude, so it's not that I don't want to watch anime. It's just that my life has gotten so busy that I do not have time to sit down and invest energy in watching a new series. So, I mean, I'll go back and I'll watch like One Punch Man because I love One Punch Man. And I'll watch like, you know, Dragon Ball because Dragon Ball is easy to put on in the background and just like I can like occasionally pop my head up and be like, oh, OK, I know what's going on. You know, it's just I need something simple that I've seen many times before. Like Naruto, I'll watch Naruto. I'll watch like all the older stuff, but like I can't keep up right now. But my backlog is growing. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to have time to sit down and be a couch potato for like a solid week and just catch up on everything. It just means that right now, like, I just got to admire from a distance. my friend. So tell me, what are you looking forward to that is coming out soon in anime?
Yes, so I made a list of anime that are coming out this year, and some of them have already started coming out, like the final season of Attack on Titans airing right now, which I haven't started yet, but because I need to watch like I think the last couple episodes of season 3 to kind of jog my memory of kind of what happened at the end of season 3 before going into the final season.
So like where I fell off probably towards the end of the second season on that one. It got a little slow, I think, for a little bit.
So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I will tell you right now, here is season one, which it's pretty, like, season one is good. Don't get me wrong. Season one's really good. Season two was okay, and I know what you mean. Like, it took a lot of people, I think, fell off during season two because it took so long. The year gap, like, time gap between one and two for how long it took the anime to come out. Like, the hype for Attack on Titan was, like, gone by the time season two came out. And I think it showed, and it kind of, like, affected the show because two, honestly, like, is probably my least favorite season that I've seen. Three is up here. Three is God tier. Like, three puts two to shame, and I think it's even better than one.
So was three the season where, like, there was, like, the conspiracy theory and, like, you kind of went more, like, into, like, the guard and kind of found out, like, who was corrupt and who was, like, sabotaging everybody? Is that kind of, like, what was happening in that season?
Like, three has, like, the Beast Titan and stuff, and it's them kind of, like...
Yeah,
and, like, so many people are just kind of, like, dead, and, yeah, there's, like, a lot of corruption within the walls and stuff, and they're trying to... You find out a lot of history, and they're trying to find the... they finally, like, after... Like, season two, the thing that pissed me off the most about season two, the whole thing is, like, they're, like, well, what's in Eren's basement and stuff, and they, like, never go back to that. They, like, mention it a bunch in season one, and then season two, it's, like, oh, we don't give a shit about that anymore, and I'm, like, really? But then... Like, the main kind of plot in season three is they're trying to make their way back to Eren's, like, house to, like, he has the key and stuff to go into the basement to go through his, like, dad's, like, stuff to kind of figure out, like, the secret or whatever of, like, how Titans are made. And it's super good. And, like, the action in three is really good because they don't just fight Titans. They fight people, too. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, a really, like, after, like, see, I was like, okay, they're fighting Titan, but then they fight, like, badass, like, rogue, like, soldier people and shit, so it's, like, they're fighting them while fighting Titans and stuff, so it's kind of, like, new enemies and stuff, and it's super good.
Nice.
And then season two of Promised Neverland started, which was one of my favorite, like, newer animes that I saw. It's very dark. It's basically kids murdered. And I don't want to spoil too much about it. I mean, but it's super good. And season two strikes up. What pisses me off is instead of being on Crunchyroll, it's on Hulu. And I'm just like, dude, I have Hulu. But it's like, I have Hulu with ads. And I'm just like, man, like this fuck, like all my other streaming services do not have ads. And it's like, I refuse to pay, like, $15, like, a fucking month to have Hulu without ads. I'm like, they already, like, jacked the price up of Netflix, like, $1, like, every year for whatever reason. So.
But, I mean, like, other than Cobra Kai, there's really nothing on Netflix I want to watch. So when I finish watching
And Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not coming back anytime soon. I mean, I'll just re-up my subscription when they come back.
Well, I mean, Cobra Kai did come back.
Yeah, I know, but and I'm like done with season two and I'm starting season three and like I'll be done with it in like a week.
Well, see, I'm like one of the few people I watch a lot of documentaries and stuff too, which Netflix does have like a ton and not just like the like murder family like documentaries and stuff, but like I also watch like Inside the World's Toughest Prisons and stuff, like the new season of that just came out and it's so good. Like, have you ever seen that show?
No.
Dude, it's so good. The dude, like, I feel so bad. So the dude who's the host of that show, Raphael, they bring him around or whatever countries, and he goes to, like, Germany and, like, these other, like, really, like, shithole, like, parts of other countries and stuff. And, dude, his whole story, though, and, the reason they made him the host is, I forget when it was, but he was in jail for, like, 20 something years for a crime he didn't commit in the UK, and then finally, after like DNA evidence, like eventually in the future he got like a whatever then to reopen his case and stuff, and he was found like not guilty. But then it's like, dude, this dude was in prison for like 25 years, and then now they send him to like other prisons to be in there for like a week and stuff. And it's like, but some of these places though are like insane, like people like openly walk around with knives stuff, and like the guard, he's like, why do like you guys just like let them walk around with knives? And they're like, well, as long as they're not like hurting anybody, it's fine. And they're like, because if we try to take it away and it starts a riot, like most of these jails, like the prisoners outnumber the guards like 25 to 1. So it's like, yeah, if they start a riot, like last time there was a riot, like 4 guards died and a lot of stuff happened. So we're kind of underfunded and under equipped to like deal with like a mass riot like that. So we kind of just try to keep the peace.
Wow. That's crazy.
But yeah, so I watch a lot of like stuff like that on Netflix.
All right. Well, then you keep your Netflix subscription. That's fine.
And then season 2 of Dr. Stone is coming out, The Stone Wars, which was another one of my favorite like newer ones that came out and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's like the world, everybody in the world just randomly, like some event happens that turns everybody to stone, and then he kind of breaks out, and he's the first one to like hatch from like the stone and stuff, and then he finds out like how to turn people back from stone, and then he starts like bringing some people back and kind of like rebuilding civilization and stuff. Like letting this one dude out of the stone who kind of goes bad, and then like ends up freeing his own people and stuff, so he creates an army against him. So that's what season 2 is kind of going into, is the Stone Wars. It's like his group of like 12 versus the other dude's group of 12, and he's like using science, where he's using kind of just like brute strength and like Stone Age weapons against them and stuff. So
that's awesome. And then I see My Hero Academia is coming back, which is great.
Yep, end of March. Dude, have you watched any of the movies for My Hero?
Yeah, I've watched both of the movies.
Dude, okay. What do you think about the second movie?
I don't know. It kind of got weird. I didn't mind it, but this is the problem I have with the second movie, and why I can't really give much more information on it, is because I went out with my friends to go see this movie, and I let my friend buy the tickets. My friend must have been moderately drunk when he did buy the or when she did buy the tickets, because she wanted to get the Japanese version with the English subtitles. She didn't want to get the English dubbed version. So we go to the theater. She switched the times for our tickets, or like switched the times for the movie that we were supposed to see, like, you know, in her head. So when she told us, because she had the tickets, what time we were supposed to be at the movie theater, by the time we had gotten into the movie theater to see the movie was already like 3/4 of the way over. Like they were already in like the last battle. And I was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to watch this then. And then I've been trying to watch the movie again. And I'm waiting for it to come out on iTunes, because I just want to buy the movie, so it's in my iTunes library. But it hasn't come out yet. So I'm still in limbo, like not really having seen the full second movie.
So my complaint, so the movies, I thought, so I guess spoilers for, because you saw the end of it then. The end is what pissed me off.
Why?
Okay, well, spoilers. So the whole build-up, whatever, like the villain was cool and like whatever. And, you know, it had like all of Class 1A, and they're doing like summer bullshit. And there's this dude who can like take other people's powers, and he has like 7 powers or whatever, because his name's like 7. And But the powers are taking a toll on his body, so he's trying to get these two separate powers, because with them combined, he'll quit killing himself or whatever, trying to fucking use all these powers, so it'll end him. And it's like, little kid is one of the ones he needs, so of course Deku's like trying to protect him. Bakugo ends up trying to protect him too. And in the end, beat him because he's too strong and neither can Bakugo. And so Deku passes One For All onto Bakugo. And so it's like, okay, so cool. He has One For All now. But while transferring it, Deku also had One For All, like remnants of it. So then they both are using One For All. And then they both use it and beat him. And then Deku's like all crying and sad to like All Might, because he's like, I transferred One For All and whatever, and like passes out. And then like while he's passed out, like All Might like realizes that One For All never fully transferred over to Baku, and it's because it didn't want to leave Deku, so it stayed with him. And I'm like, what the fuck is any of this logic? Like, that makes no, like, none of that makes any fucking sense. Like, if you've ever watched My Hero Academia, one, the way One For All was even transferred to Deku from All Might was he had to eat his fucking hair. In this one, the way he transferred it, both of their fingers were cut open or whatever, and grazed, like, fingers, like Da Vinci painting, and touched, and that's how he transferred it, was, I guess, through his blood. But then the fact that when he transferred it, I kind of get, I'm like, okay, the fact that, I guess, like, he still had some of One For All, because so did All Might after transferring it. All Might still did possess some One For All. But the fact that, like, Baku didn't, like, when Deku got it, dude, it, like, destroyed his body. Mm-hmm. And stuff, like, he could not use it without breaking his arm and whatever, but Bakugo had no problem using it, even though he's never used it before, and, like, did some moves and shit with it that, like, took Deku, like, fucking years to even do, so the fact that he could use it on the same level of, like, dispersing it throughout his body and stuff, even though he's never used it before, and then the fact that he, like, ended up not getting it anyway, and then has, like, no memory of ever even having it. It was just, like, a total wash. Like, it's like, okay, well, this movie doesn't fucking matter then. like, everything just kind of went back to the way it was at the end.
But that's usually how most of the things are, like, with those movies. Like, they're just kind of, like, one-off stories. They're not really, like, typically, they're not canon in any way, shape, or form, I don't think. They're just kind of, like, alternate universe, like, little supplemental things.
We'll see, because in My Hero, though, like, for the first movie, like, mm-hmm. there's an episode that, like, builds up to the movie, and then it even says, like, oh, go see the movie in theaters because this, like, side adventure or whatever happened. So it's like they reference the movie, like, as part of the anime universe. But my thing is, like, cool, I get that usually anime movies don't, like, actually affect the main anime in any way, shape, or form, which is totally fine, but I'm like, then why do any of that then with transferring, like, One For All and doing that whole, like, that's what pissed me off, is it's like, yeah, that's not gonna affect the actual anime, then why did you do any of that? And it's like, it was so fucking forced that I hated it.
Yeah, I kind of, like, expect when, you know, in the beginning of the anime, like, Deku keeps talking about how he's, like, the strongest superhero ever, or, like, you know, he's, like, the most famous one, that, like, the stuff that he's going to do is going to be him discovering how to use All For One, like, in his own way, and that reinvents the superpower and adds his own flair to it. So I kind of expected him to kind of be, like, all, you know, kind of take the load on his shoulders and kind of beat the boss. But yeah, I was really kind of confused, especially when I saw it, and I was like, if Deku loses the power of One For All and it gets back into, like, Bakugo, and we have to go through, like, a whole season where he's trying to get his powers back, or, like, you know, the other dude is just like, no, I'm not going to give you your powers back or whatever, this power is awesome. Like, I would probably be out pretty hard on My Hero Academia. Like, that's just a trope that, like, I really don't care about.
Yeah.
But, I did kind of feel it was a little, it was a little bit of a cop out just to be so simple. Like they kind of wrote themselves into a corner and they didn't know how to get out of it. But it was all right. Like from what I saw of the movie, I didn't mind it. Like I just wish that the other characters had more to do in the movie or the storyline. You know, I just kind of feel like the rest of the class is just kind of like supporting, like in just to ease the fluidity of the story. You know, it's like they're characters of convenience. But you know, it would be fun to see them share more of the glory.
Yeah, it would be nice for them to. And it's like, I know it's hard because it's like, I know, I guess there's that balance of, I'm sure they want to give them more of the glory, and I think they're, like, afraid to do it, because then other people are going to be like, I don't give a fucking shit about these people. Like, why are you showing me more of them?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of weebs out there that care about, like, Momo and, like, what she can do with her superpowers.
You know? Dude, well, that's, like Megan's favorite character in My Hero Academia is Hawks, and it's, like, mm-hmm. he's had maybe a total of, like, 3 minutes of screen time, like, so far. In the actual anime, which I guess, like, you know, later on here in, like, the seasons to come, he has, like, bigger roles and stuff. But it's just funny because it's, like, that's her favorite one. It's, like, dude, he's, like, not even in the anime yet. He, like, just came in at, like, the end of, like, season 4.
Wow. Hmm.
Interesting. And then The World Ends With You is getting its own anime series in April, which I don't know if anyone's ever played the game. It was a DS game that got re-released on Switch, Square Enix. Very interesting kind of art style. It's a very Persona kind of-ish art style and stuff. And, like, when it came out on DS, it was really, got really great reviews and stuff. And the way, like, you played, you had to kind of turn the DS sideways and stuff. Like, it was pretty, like, unique for the time at utilizing, like, both screens on the DS.
Yeah, before I got the DS, the only way to play that game was on through the Apple Store. Mm-hmm. And I remember that was like one of the first games that came out on the Apple Store that was $20, or I think it was $20 when it first came out. And I was like, what are these people thinking, charging $20 for a game that you play on your iPhone? This is re-damn-diculous. So like I bounced pretty hard on that. I never really gave it much thought, but I mean, if they can build a pretty substantial story around it, and, you know, Square Enix, like if they're going to, you know, run point on some of the story, like they did great with, you know, Kingsglaive and Advent Children. So it would be interesting to see what they do with like an episodic, weekly, anime.
Did you ever watch any of like the Persona 3 movies?
Mm-mm.
See, like, I've played a little bit of Persona 3, but it's, like, I never really, like, got into Persona. But mm-hmm. it's, like, you know, I always hear, like, you know, how, like, cool the story is and, like, whatever. And they did basically the entire, like, story of Persona 3 in, like, I think it was, like, 4 different, like, anime movies and stuff that were, like, pretty faithful and stuff to the game. And, no, they were really good, like... It was really cool. Like, the art was really nice and stuff. And my friends who, like, played Persona and stuff that I, like, watched it with were like, yeah, no, I mean, this is, like, pretty accurate, like, to the game and stuff, so.
Do you like it when an anime follows, like, the source material pretty closely, or do you find it boring? Do you prefer them to kind of go, like off on their own tangent, or do you want them to follow the canon?
So, it's hard. Like, there's, like, a balance between the two. A lot of the reasons why I don't read manga anymore is because of the anime, and a lot of that was like back in Naruto and stuff. I initially like was watching the anime, and you know, it's just Shonen Jump is known for just filler and filler, just to, like, buy time, but it's not even particularly good filler. Like, at least Naruto's wasn't. Like, Bleach had, like, one or two, like, decent story arcs that were, like, filler, and then the rest is just trash. But, yeah. So I fell off, like, really hard. I was like, well, I'm just gonna read the manga. So then I switched to the manga, but then I, like, never went back to the anime, even after it was, like, out of the filler and stuff, just because I was like, well, I already know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So I never went back. And then later on in life, like, I went back and, like, rewatched the actual, like, Sasuke and Itachi fight and the Dry and Pain fight, like, in anime form instead of just, like, in the manga. But I have a hard time reading the manga and watching the anime because then it's, like, my anticipation for the anime isn't there if I already know, like, what's going to happen. So it's, like, any of the animes I watch, it's, like, I don't read the manga for. Because of that reason. But I know, like, one of the few exceptions was always Full Metal Alchemist, and it was weird because when the original Full Metal Alchemist anime was coming out, the manga hadn't even been, like, really started yet. And it, like, Volume 1 was very similar to the anime, but then after that, it just completely, like, took, like, a 80, like, 90 degree turn and went a completely different direction. And I always thought that was cool because then I could read the manga and watch the anime because they had literally nothing to really do with each other. And then when Brotherhood came out, it followed the manga almost to a T, like, more closely. Hey! Sorry, my cat's trying to crawl into the window. But then when Brotherhood came out, like, in anime form and stuff, I did watch, like, Brotherhood, I think, is one of the few exceptions of I read the manga and then watched the anime, even though I knew what was going to happen, just because I love Full Metal Alchemist so much. Like, I have 2 Full Metal Alchemist tattoos on my back, so.
Nice. All right. Well, is there anything else on this list that you want to talk about specifically? Like, I know Demon Slayer is coming back, and that looks pretty dope.
Yeah, dude, I, like, the Demon Slayer movie came out in Japan last year, and I've been waiting so long for it. I want it to come out, like, digitally, whatever, like, rent it for, because what they're doing is instead of doing us, like, another season right away, they did this movie, which is taking the place of, like, the second story arc for Demon Slayer, so then when season 2 actually happens, it's going to be, like, the third story arc or whatever. So they kind of crammed, like, an entire story arc into a movie, which I think that's dope. That's kind of just, like, accelerating the plot along and stuff. So they're not going to make you, like, sit there for, like, ever, like, drag something out that they can fit into, like, you know, a 120-minute movie.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right. Well, I mean, anything else you want to talk about on that list?
No,
Godzilla,
I mean,
Godzilla, maybe? Like, I mean, you can't have anime without Godzilla.
That's true. Like, I mean, even though Shannon doesn't watch Netflix, like, there's a couple Godzilla, like, kind of animated movies on Netflix that are really good. And so I did put Godzilla Singular Point on here, which comes out April. I don't know if that has anything to do with the Netflix ones or not, or if it's going to be kind of like its own thing. But, dude, the Netflix ones were pretty dope. It's kind of almost like Jurassic Park-ish, where they're, like, in the future, like, not living on Earth anymore, and then they go back down to Earth to kind of see if it's, like, re-inhabitable, and everything's kind of, like, gone back to, like, prehistoric ages and stuff, and there's kind of, like, dinosaurs again and stuff. And you end up finding out that, like, a lot of these dinosaurs are, like, kin of Godzilla. And so Godzilla had, like, somehow procreated and stuff, and they were trying to kill Godzilla, and they, like, fought, like, Godzilla at the end and stuff and got into this all-out battle with it, and they were like, man, dude, he was a lot smaller than we thought he was, and it wasn't actually Godzilla, it was, like, one of, like, Godzilla's kids, and then fucking, like, actual Godzilla, like, rips through this fucking mountain, like, from under the ground, and that's, like, where the first movie ends, and after he just, like, killed his kid, and it's like, oh, shit. Like, it was really
somebody's
well
gonna
cool.
Get John Wick'd in that movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm like, dude, you guys are screwed. All right.
It's like they go away for, like, X amount of years so that the Earth can, like, you know, heal itself. And you're like, dude, Godzilla, what are you humping down there? Like, everything? Like, Godzilla just went, like, rampant on, like, all the wildlife that was left over down there?
Basically, man, I was like, you know, smoke him if you got him.
I know. Life on the top of the food chain, man, is hard sometimes. Gross. So
besides Immortals, did you play anything this week?
No, dude. Like, I'll tell you right now, in lieu of playing a video game, I bought a 3D printer. So,
dude, look at you. Dude, it's like 2077 over at Shannon's house, dude. He's got the VR headset, the gaming computer, the 3D printer.
Yeah, dude, it's fun. I have decided that I'm going to develop a new hobby in 2021, and I'm going to try to do some epoxy resin, like tables and other pieces of furniture. I wanted to do it with wood because I've seen those tables, and, you know, the videos keep me entertained for hours when they do the pours and the mixing. But, like, the wood is super expensive, especially if you want to get, like, a good quality piece of wood to build a table with. So I've decided that I'm going to go another route, and I'm just going to start 3D printing, like, all the, like, pieces that I want to integrate into my furniture. So I went out this weekend, and I put together my 3D printer and got it all set up and started printing things and started making these, like, nice little hexagon pieces and... Yeah, it's going to be fun. But, you know, if anybody's got any ideas or has any, like, AutoCAD drawings that they want me to print out and send to them, like, just let me know. Like, you know, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, if anyone has a CAD file of a gun that shoots dragon dildos, send it Shannon's way.
Dude, I thought, can I tell you right now, like, the last time I was giving you a hard time about sending out the outline, and you were just, like, sending it to me over and over again, and then you told me that you had signed me up for a whole bunch of, like, email accounts, I thought you were joking. Until I got, like, obliterated by the Bad Dragons website with, like, merch for, like, Christmas and, like, their New Year sales. Like, it's legit, like, alarming, the thing that they're trying to get me to buy. But, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. How about you? Like, have you been playing anything new?
I mean, the only new thing I played this week was Monster Train, which... Zach graciously got me hooked on by hooking the IV up to my arm. It's to me, like, I've played Slay the Spire, and it does, it plays a lot like Slay the Spire, but it's also different. Like, they made some tweaks and changes. So, like, the first round, like, I played, because it's a deck building sort of game where it's like you go through and you have, like, your starter deck and you get new cards and upgrade your current cards and stuff like that. And so the whole premise is, like, you're on this train that has four levels, and on the fourth level, on the fourth floor, is, like, the heart of your train or whatever. And so you're trying to protect it, so you have to, like, put creatures and stuff, like, in the other three levels to kind of protect it, and, like, waves come onto the train and they'll fight, and then if you didn't kill someone on level one, then they progress up to level two, and then we'll end up fighting, like, whatever is on level two, like, the next round and stuff, and more stuff keeps coming until eventually you get to the final wave, and then there's, like, boss waves and stuff, like, later on where you have to fight bosses and they do, like, different things and stuff that'll affect your deck or creatures or whatever. The first round I played was, like, this red kind of orc sort of, like, that revolved around, like, kind of, like, brute strength and using kind of, like, like, infuriate or, like, whatever, like, stack to, like, anger them and, like, boost them up and stuff. And I ended up, after I got to the second boss, and I kind of got my ass kicked, but then I unlocked the green deck, which is plant-based, like, drawing cards, healing, and I was like, oh man, this is more my speed right here. Like, this is more like how I play Magic kind of stuff, to sit back, build up a board sort of. So when I played with the green deck, I wrecked shop and actually ended up going all the way to the end, and wow. There's the other decks and stuff to unlock, but I had, like, an insane build, because it's, like, different every time and stuff from when you play. So I got stuff, besides having a completely different deck, I got artifacts and stuff that I didn't have before. And one of the things that I ended up getting was this artifact that made it so that when at the very start of a level on the train, on the second floor, it would spawn four creatures from my deck. So once I got that, I was like, dude, this is busted. So as you're going through between levels and stuff, you can like buy stuff from the shop, and like there's like different options, like depending on which track you go down with your train, you get two or three different options of what you want to do. So when I was doing that for that like run, every time I saw an option to remove two cards from my deck, I did it, and I removed like all my weaker creatures and had next to no creatures in my deck, but the ones I did have were hella fucking strong. And so I made it basically so that at the beginning of every round, I could manipulate the four creatures that were going to go onto the second floor. So it was like my strongest fucking ones that would go there. And then everything else was just like powerhouse, like healing and like whatever. So I basically just like buffed up those four and then put some like my commander like person on the first floor. And dude, for like the first like couple rounds and stuff, like no one even made it off the first level of the train because I just wrecked shop. And if they did make it to the second floor, it's like, yeah, good luck. Like you're not going in. Like they were already half dead by the time they would get up there. And it's like, yeah, you're not making it any further than that. And then I'd get to like a boss wave and then they'd start like wiping out stuff. But no, it was very addictive and fun. And now that Games Done Quick is done, since that kind of took over my week and I couldn't really, since I was watching it on my laptop, I couldn't play Monster Train and watch Games Done Quick at the same time while I was at work. I'm probably going to play a lot more of it, but it's very strategy-based, like, very fun. Like, even if you, it's kind of has that Hades kind of mentality. Even if you lose, you're still progressing, like you're still unlocking stuff and getting closer to stuff, even if you don't make it to the end and stuff. So losing isn't always the worst because you kind of learn and unlock stuff along the way. So
now can you mix the deck? So like if you have like the red ogre deck, can you mix it with like the green deck and make your own deck?
Which is what I ended up doing. So I got the green deck. So after I unlock the green deck, it gives me the option to have a main class or deck or whatever, and then have a sub one. And so the majority of my creatures were green, but I did take a couple, like when I had the opportunity presented to me, I did take a couple of the strong red dudes and had them in my deck too. So when it would spawn the four, it would be like two or three green and then one of my big like red dudes who was super strong, and I'd, like he has strong attack but weak defense, where plants were like very more defense based. So it kind of worked out with that combination because I'd put the red dude like in the back, so like the plants would take the hits for him, and then he'd come out from behind and like swing for a bunch of damage and stuff, and then I'd just heal the plants to like protect them. So, and from what I understand, from what it looks like, there's like I have the red and the green deck, and then I think there's like a pinkish like deck, or like a violet sort of deck that I'm getting ready to unlock, and then I think there's like three other deck like archetypes or whatever after that. And that's kind of the whole thing, is you can like do like green and violet, or red and like blue or whatever, and like that's kind of the thing, is you're supposed to go through and kind of mix them and do whatever, so you kind of have a bunch of combinations you can do.
And then when you get to the end, is there like an end, a different ending per deck, or is it the same ending? Or
so that's kind of what I need to figure out, since I only beat it the one time. On my second playthrough, like boss wise and stuff, like the bosses I fought were the same, but at least, you know, the first two or whatever, like that could have just been like coincidence or whatever. Like, there could be more than that, since my first run, I only made it to two bosses, where my other one, I did, like, all four, but I'm not sure if, like, there's alternating ones. But the game's also, I believe, in kind of, like, early access still, so I think, like, they're still, like, gonna add stuff to it as well, which I think is why it's not out on, like, console or anything like that yet, because I think they're still kind of adding stuff and tweaking stuff here and there before, like, officially releasing it.
Nice. Or so, would you recommend it, or how much was it? How much was the game?
I believe it was like $24.99, I think, which is about right. That's like for like an upper tier kind of like indie game. Like, you know, I think that's how much Slay the Spire is and stuff too. So, like, the price point for, like, especially the replay value and stuff that you're, like, getting out of it, you know, it's like it doesn't really ever end, you know. So I think that's, like, a pretty decent, like, price point. Let's see, Monster Train. How much were you? Like I said, I think it was like $24.99.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to play it, but it's kind of hard to argue with Warzone being free. You know, if I want something to play with a shooty shooty bang bang, you know, I'm starting to have a lot of fun with that. So yeah.
Well, yeah, cool. And then of course Shannon's wearing his VR headset, walking around naked in Skyrim.
Wait, I'm confused. Are you supposed to dress like you are in the game? Like, because if that's the case, I mean, that would explain why I'm getting some awkward looks when I'm playing in my backyard.
Playing in his front yard and his neighbors are calling the cops. There's this naked dude shouting in some weird language in the front yard, waving his waggle sticks around everywhere.
Doing his cartwheels. Yeah. Oh, man. No. Dude, like, I bought my Oculus Quest 2, I think probably shortly before Christmas. My dad borrowed it until Christmas when he got his. Now my girlfriend is borrowing it, and I still haven't gotten it back. So, like, in, like, the 2 months that I have physically owned an Oculus Quest 2, I have probably played it twice.
And you're like, and I've watched 40 hentai in it zero times.
Damn, dude, why you gotta put me on blast like that? Like, you can't let me know where the schoolwork folder is already.
The folder within the folder within the folder.
Yeah, dude, on the external flash, on the external SD card.
Dude, when I was over at my friend Matt's the other day, and there's these two images back from like 2009 that were like my absolute favorite, that were from, and I swear I had them saved on like my old laptop at one point, and then from like hard drives failing or something happened, like ended up losing it. And I was trying to see if Matt had the images, since he just got a new laptop and he was like moving everything over to there. So he was kind of going through all of his stuff, and he didn't have them either. And I'm like so pissed, because the first one is this picture. It's of a Wii, and it has a bunch of cookies, like every hole in the Wii, it has cookies crammed into it, like Chips Ahoy, like in the memory card slots in the top, and like the disk drive is just filled with cookies, and it has ants everywhere, like, oh, like it's a real picture of someone crammed cookies in this Wii, and it's just covered in ants. And people in the comments were like, why would you do this or whatever? And they were like, dude, the ants are reverse engineering our technology. And I cannot find that image anywhere. And the second one was, so when the Wii came out, there was the Wiimote, and then eventually they added the Wii Motion Plus or whatever for like Skyward Sword and stuff, and eventually they just integrated it into the Wiimote itself, but they also had the little dongle attachment that would go to the bottom to add Motion Plus to Wiimotes that didn't have it. And there was this one picture where someone took like 15 of the Motion Plus and plugged them all into one Wiimote, and it was like, stand the fuck back. And it was like, and then it showed them like tilting their hand, and then like the entire world like vibrated. Like, and I could not find that image anywhere online, so.
Some things are just best left in the past, Justin.
I guess, yeah. But I do have this one comic that was one of my favorites, that was like a goodie from 4chan, where it's this dude walking into a GameStop asking to buy Wii Music, and he's like, am I able to record my farts and send them to children I don't know? And then he like leans in on the counter, he's like, because that's kind of a deal breaker. And she's like pushing a panic button.
Oh, dude, just all these insights to your brain, Justin. I learn a little bit more about you every week.
Yeah, that's what I strive for.
It's good. So, is there anything else you want to talk about, or can we call this an episode?
I think, you know, it's a little shorter one, but, you know, I think that's fine. We'll call it an episode. Shannon's going to take us out. you know, because that's what Shannon does. He's a gentleman like that, a real scholar, if you will.
I know. And since this is the first time I'm taking you out in a while, I won't even ask for any, like, I won't ask for a nightcap. Just let you.
But I will offer.
Yeah, I mean, I am a gentleman. I mean,
hopefully Zach will be back next week. He should hopefully post bail by Tuesday. So,
well, I mean, like, I think there's only two football games on Sunday next week. So, like, he's definitely going to have time to record our podcast next week.
Yeah, for sure.
You hear me, Zach? If you listen this far, you better be ready to record next weekend.
Let's be honest, though. You know, as soon as I brought up anime, Zach turned it off.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, you could just see, like, the head shake and be like, God, I'm going to have to talk to them about this. Just like, whatever, dude. But you know who's listening right now? Robbie. Robbie, we love you. Thank you for listening to our anime talk. But, guys, just wanted to say, hey, guys. Did I do that right, Justin?
Yes, you did, dude. God, I got Look at my arm right now. Hair standing up.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of That Pixel Life. If you liked what you heard, please go on iTunes and leave us a review. Those 5-star ratings really do a lot to move us up the power rankings of the iTunes libraries. So thank you very much for those who have done it. Please take your time and show some love. Also, you can listen to us on Spotify, anywhere else you can download your glorious podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter. We all have our own individual handles. By now, you should know them. If not, you can find us on the Discord channel where we typically, you know, make fun of each other or, you know, talk about KFC coming out with a video game console that also keeps your chicken warm. You know, other things that we find funny during the week. You can also follow us on That Pixel Life on the Facebooks. You know, our buddy Jordan mans the pages over there. He keeps us relevant in the Facebook era. So thank you, Justin, for doing all of that.
Called him Justin again.
Shit.
Did it again.
Hold on. I'm going to have to, like, wait.
Shannon's leaving that he can't delete all of this. He has to leave it in. Everyone needs to know that Shannon fucked it up again.
This is why I don't do this, dude. Just, God damn.
He said his name right the first time, and then 10 seconds later said it wrong.
I know, dude. I don't know what I was thinking. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go back and do it again like I did last time. You know, just put in the Jordan. But anyway, yeah. It's been a rough one, guys. That's it for this week. And I guess, Justin, what would Zach say that Robbie would say if Zach said he was here, which Robbie isn't, but was?
Zach would say, wait, can you guys hear me?
You're not in the shop, but I can hear you.
But then if he was doing Robbie, he would say, hey, guys, be great.
That was awesome. God damn it. I can't believe I did that.
Totally did.